You have to spend your Christmas money on something. I am not letting you hoard it so you can buy me presents. Just like literally every other holiday ever. Fine. One more store so I can buy the dress I found 2 weeks ago. Maybe you can find something in there. Yes, that means you have to get up off the bench and walk while you eat that sugary mass of shit. What? I am saving you from those calories. You are so very welcome for my brave sacrifice. Now can I have your hand? Yeah. Well, we're at the mall. And I like doing all that cute, sickly, sweet couple stuff. And I know you do too. So don't give me that look. Now come on. Don't you want to help me try on that dress? I think for dinner we should just stop for something. And then ice cream. Definitely ice cream. Maybe we could just have that for dinner. And then probably fit in Netflix. Baby, why did you stop? Hey. Look at me, what's the matter? Honey, you're shaking. Talk to me. Please? She's here. Who are you talking about? Her? Oh, wait. Is she the. Oh, fuck. Shit. Okay, babe. Give me your hand. No, we're going home. Maybe we'll come back tomorrow or something. Just come with me, okay? Just go and sit on the couch, and I'll be there in a second. I'm just gonna go get us some drinks. I could have gone my whole life without knowing what she looked like. Hey, baby, come here. Let me hold you for a bit. Hey, can I ask you something? And not upset you? I mean, it's just been on my mind for a while, and today kind of magnified it. I just, you never told me what she did. Just that she did something, and I know it really hurt you, and it still does, and it breaks my heart to know that you don't think you can tell anyone. I'm not gonna make you tell me, but I promise that I won't think any less of you if you do. Yeah. Wow. Okay, no, stop. I'm not disgusted. I told you I wasn't going to think any less of you, and I don't. In fact, it's quite the opposite. I am so glad that you told me. Why? Because now I can understand. I can understand why sometimes when I want to get busy in bed, you just can't. Why sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night, I see you sitting in the corner looking out the window, sobbing quietly. I can understand the nightmares, the anxiety attacks, all of it. I can understand why you can't accept that I love you. It all makes sense, and I hate her for it. You heard me. I hate her for what she did to you. Those things you listed, those things that I just listed, none of those are your fault. They are all scars that she created. Your only crime here is that you trusted your heart to her. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is how she turned your heart and your mind into her own personal playground. What's wrong is how she used you for her own pleasure and set to hell with how you felt about all of it. What's wrong here is that she took everything you had and broke whatever trust you had by lying to you. what's wrong is that she used all your own fears about yourself, all of which are untrue, by the way, to convince you that you were the problem. What's wrong is that she would dare to fucking rape you and then turn around and cheat on you. And you know what? Something you said about yourself really bothers me. You said you're broken, but you're wrong. You heard me. You are not broken. You did nothing wrong. You are so fucking strong and brave, and you may not think so, but you can't see it how I do. You never gave up. You just kept on and continue to fight, and you refuse to let her win. And I refuse to let her win. We will do this together. You don't have to go through all this alone, and I swear I am here for you, just like you're always there for me. And you know, there's a part of me that's actually thankful. Don't get me wrong, I hate her and what she did. And believe me, I would have killed her today if you weren't freaking out. But I actually thank her. I thank her because she fucked up, and because she was too selfish to see the treasure that she was entrusted with. And yes, I am talking about you. If she had been a normal human being, I would have never met you. And without you, I don't know. I just can't picture what my life would be like without you there to hold me and kiss me and make me laugh and make me feel safe or just love me. You make me feel so wonderful. And now I know what I need to do for you to understand that there is nothing in life that I need more than you. And from now on, I'm gonna double my efforts. I will do everything I can to make you feel like I feel. Because you know what? That's the least of what you deserve. And that's what I want to give you. Tomorrow, I mean, as long as you're up for it, we're gonna go back to that mall, hand in hand, and heart in heart. And if she's there, you best believe I'll protect you. Because I'm not gonna let her try to break what I love more than anything.